Well, as we record this on Thursday, we're hoping that Friday's forecast for Sydney is right, that it's going to be a clear day away from the rain, but the damage has been done. It's a heavy nine as we record this after 21 mil of rain in the last 24 hours, and it's been 80.4 mil since Monday night. I think Paul Joyce, our form analyst for the podcast, well, Paul, we know what we're going to be dealt with on Saturday.
Yes, Andrew, we do. At least, oh, I mean, we're pretty accurate. I mean, these tips are done for a heavy nine, and that's what I'm doing, the quaddy four. There's a chance we can get better than a heavy nine if the weather gods are really kind to us, in particular on Friday and Saturday, as you mentioned. There's a chance of some sunshine, chance of some heat. But realistically, yeah, we're going to be in the heavy range, and I'd be surprised if we manage to get out of that.
Yeah, I think that's the general view. All right, well, let's have a look at it. Now, as we record this, the shorts, Santa Ana Lane, they'll decide today. Parada, Greg Hickman would prefer the track to be back to at least eight. Classique Legend definitely runs, and I guess the likely two not to run are In Her Time and Sunlight. I think both camps have been fairly open that they wouldn't run on a heavy track. What's your thoughts at this stage, Joycey?
Yeah, obviously, it's disappointing. We're not going to get this full field go round because it's just such a cracking prelude to the Tab Everest. But that is what it is. And we'll have a look at who we do have here. And speed-wise, it's still very good with Red Zell drawn the one and plenty of other speed in the race. So for the quaddy, I'm just going to take numbers 3, 2, and 6. I think on a heavy track, Pierrada and Red Zell pretty much have a mortgage on the race because they've got that one run under their belt. So they've got the fitness edge. They're both probably the two proven wet trackers of the race. Red Zell in particular is an absolute mudlark. He's won an Everest on a heavy nine before. So he's very well suited. But I'd have to say Pierrada on that first up running the Concord, you'd have to think the extra 100 metres and the way he savaged the line running those ridiculous sectionals first up, that he'd probably grab Red Zell late, particularly with a bit of pressure up front. So 3 Pierrada just to nab the 2 Red Zell. Should be another terrific clash between those two. And as for the 6 Classique Legend, well, he's never raced, well, he's raced once on a heavy, but it was only a heavy 8 at Rose Hill, which is obviously a lot better than what he'll face here on Saturday. And all the other runs have been on sort of soft or good tracks. So we haven't seen him plough through a real heavy track yet, and he is first up. So he'll probably be vulnerable, but he's still that horse with the X factor. And I'll just have to put him in the quaddy because he probably gets the run of the race as well from Barrier 4. He'll be poised to strike if he's travelling well enough through the ground. So I'm going to go 3, 2, and 6. Obviously, we're leaving out a lot of superstars here, but look, they're either first up or they're not genuine wet trackers. So I'm pretty sure with those three, Andrew, we'll get through that first leg.
Righto, so 3, 2, and 6. And, of course, Paul will join us at 10 o'clock live on Saturday morning. Scratchings and everything will be known. And but this will give you a kickstart in regard to these races. The Group 1, the Colgate Optic White, George Main. Clapper's definitely going around. Avilius is the clear favourite. Dream Force has been well-backed already in the market since it opened on Wednesday. And the Kiwi mare, well, she's back for a third trip, and each time she comes here, she earns some prize money. So what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a really good race again. Speed-wise, not a lot. Dreamforce, Stammerdoubt. I mean, Stammerdoubt will get a bit more pressure than he's been getting. And Angel of Truth will add a bit of pressure as well. So a bit more pepper up there for Stammerdoubt, and I think that might find him out this time, especially on a really heavy track. So I'm going 11-2-8-3. I think Very Elegant's the best value at the moment. She is the proven mudlark of this field. 6 starts on soft and heavy tracks for 5 wins and a second. And, of course, she won those 2 big races last prep on genuine heavy tracks. So she's the horse to beat on a heavy track. But Avilius has also got terrific heavy track form. He won the Rand, but he won the Tancred on genuine heavy tracks during the autumn. And that was the first time we'd seen him on heavy. So I think he's ticked the box well enough to say he can definitely win on Saturday. And the other 2 chances for the quaddy, the 8, Dance, 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 the Kiwi mare. I mean, she's a definite wet tracker coming across from New Zealand, and she ran 3rd to Avilius in the Randbit, so I think she's got to go in here. And number 3, Dreamforce, well, he's probably the least proven of the wet trackers, but he's just racing so well, and he'll make his own luck from Barrier 1. So I'm going to throw him in 11-2-8-3.
That's the Colgate Optic. We move to the Kingston Town. Now, as we record this on Thursday, there's a lot of dual acceptors here between Friday Newcastle and Saturday here at Randwick. As it stands right now, we think that Big Duke will run in this race, and that Red Cardinal and Articus will probably go to Newcastle. That's not definite, but we'll wait and see what ends up. What are your thoughts on this race over the 2,000?
Yeah, again, we're looking for just wet trackers, and the speed in the race will be solid with a big field, at least before the scratching. So, look, I'm going 9, 10, 11, 18 and 6. So we'll kick off with the 9 Stampede. I think he's a great each-way bet at big odds. He loves heavy tracks, this horse, particularly here at Randwick. He ploughed through a heavy 9 to win a race by 5 lengths going back late last year. And, look, I think he's going just as well. He ran a very good second behind Wolf in the Premier's Cup. He failed in the Wyong Cup, but he can bounce back here on a heavy. And I think each way he's a great bet. Number 9, Stampede. 10, Big Duke. He's got a wide gate. He's first up. That's a big ask, but he's a real wet tracker. He's had 6 starts in heavy, only missed a place once. And a couple of those have been big Group 1 races. So keep an eye on him first up. The 11, Come Play With Me, the former West Australian. He seems to have terrific heavy track figures. He was very good in the Premier's Cup, finishing second behind Wurgok. He's the favourite. The 18, sorry, Andrew, Supernova. He's another proven wet tracker. I've got to have him in there. And number 6, Karzoff. He's the last one I decided to throw in. When I went through his soft and heavy track form, he really does sort of perform 3 to 4 lengths better than what he does on a good track. So in the end, I've thrown a wide net over these. I think 9, 10, 11, 18 and 6. And I have a feeling most of them will turn up. Supernova's also accepted in Melbourne. But I'd like to see him go around here because I think he is better on a heavy track. So anyway, 9, 10, 11, 18 and 6 in the Kingston Town. And if you want an early Stampede's well into the double figures.
Yeah, Stampede for sure. Yeah, it will be interesting with Supernova. A barrier trialled in Sydney earlier this week, and we'll wait and see what the scratchings, I guess. They'll have to make a decision late today, being Thursday. The last race, 9, the bottom one's already come out. Superstar Bob here, number 16. Paul?
Plenty of speed in this last race. I'm going 6, 7, 2 and 9. 6 on top improvement. She's an interesting mare. She was first up on a soft 7 behind her hair, and she looked a bit unlucky that day. Probably should have won. She's since had a trial. She's been kept fresh. James McDonald booked for the ride. And when I go back through her soft, heavy track form, she has won on a genuine heavy track. And I'm happy to gamble on her here. The 6, to beat the 7, Grey Worm. He seems to have the best wet track figures in the race. He's got terrific overall stats. 8 starts, 4 wins, 3 placings. And he loves the 1,200 metres. So he'll be hard in the market and should run well. The 2, You Make Me Smile. Well, he seems to relish these heavy conditions. A very good second last start behind Grey Worm. So I think he has to go in. And the other one I'm going to throw in is number 9, Prime Candidate. We've never seen him on a heavy track. He has won on a soft 5, but obviously that's vastly different to the conditions we'll be getting. But a bit like Dreamforce, he's one of these horses that's rock hard fit in form, and he'll make his own luck up on the speed. So I'm going to put him in as well, 6, 7, 2 and 9 to round out our quaddy. Now, I've gone a touch over budget. We've got 240 combos, so $24 will get us 10%. But as you've mentioned, Andrew, there'll be a few scratchings. The tracks conditions will change, and I'll update everything on Saturday morning. But look, that's what I've done at this stage. Those tips were for a heavy 9. I think that's where we'll start out. But fingers crossed, you know, we may start out a bit better than that if the weather gods are kind to us.
And I'm getting information that the stable would like to run Supernova in Sydney. It's just a case of getting a couple of scratchings, and that's their preferred. Yeah. So we'll wait and see.
You'd think they'd get a few scratchings, wouldn't you, with the Newcastle Cup on? You know, you'd think they'd get in.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks a lot, Paul. You'll be back on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, just after 10, going through the races. We'll know all the information, but for our podcasters, that gives them a head start. Thanks a lot, mate.
No, always a pleasure. Can't wait for this meeting, and let's just cross our fingers and hope.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Randwick Racing on Saturday.